With hundreds of thousands of homes already foreclosed in Florida and 8% of current mortgage holders delinquent, you'd think that thousands of people would be flocking to get help. Yet when Wells Fargo Bank invited an average of 14,000 of its troubled mortgage holders to four home preservation workshops it held across the state, fewer than 300 showed up each time. "People are scared," says Barry Zegas. He's Housing Policy Director for the Consumers Federation of America.
"Put yourself in their shoes, right? Your home is in jeopardy. You've been getting pestering letters from your lender. You're asked to wade through and file a lot of paperwork, sometimes multiple times, because the servicers lose them or can't figure out where they are. And the banks, unfortunately, have not always presented themselves in the most helpful or supportive way, and people have become wary of their approaches."
Wells Fargo says it's been able to get positive results immediately for 7 out of every 10 troubled mortgage holder who came into the workshops. According to the bank's national outreach manager, Robert Silva, some reject the offer, like the man who turned down a 30% payment reduction.
"He made the decision that he's hoping for a better type of an offer that at this time we're not able to approve for him."
All the experts agree, if you need help with your mortgage, talk first to your lender, but also use the nonprofit counselors that we've listed on our webpage at WLRN.org. It's a complicated situation, and those experts can help. I'm Robert Lyle in South Florida.